Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
Well, that's going to be tough to follow. Hey, it's great to meet you face-to-face. Todd, I've talked to you on the phone a few times. I know you guys go back about two decades. And this is like real, you know, Big Head Todd and the Monsters 101. But, you know, the head doesn't look large, so I assume it's got something to do with ego.
Sure, I'll take it. Yeah. I'm egotistic.
It's great to have you here. We really appreciate you coming by our Studio 92 and doing this for you. And you've got such a loyal base of fans, and we feel such a connection with you because even though you're not maybe mixing it up on the charts with people like Lady Gaga and stuff like that, you're like an iconic artist to us. You're so much a staple of this format. And I know that the place that you're from, Boulder, Colorado, is also kind of a hotbed. How did that help in, you know, kind of launching your careers?
Well, I think it kind of helped us to stand out a little bit because Colorado is in L.A. or New York, so we weren't competing with a lot of groups. And there's certainly a, you know, something about the area and the mountains and the natural beauty of it and growing up there. And it's just kind of our home, and it was a great place to grow up musically.
I was skimming the Big Head Todd site today. Seemed like there was something on there about a Red Rocks anniversary. Was there a Red Rocks anniversary celebration?
Well, last June, we had our 20th anniversary of Midnight Radio, which was one of our earlier records that fans like a lot. So we played the album from beginning to end all the way through after entering the stage in our 77 Dodge van.
So, which you still have.
We drove it up on the stage.
Oh, that's cool. Now, life on the road full of adventures, including one that, I don't know, you guys probably don't know about this, but one you had to overcome here just a few minutes ago.
Well, we got a guitar and a bass that are somewhere in Nebraska. We don't know exactly where they are. So we had to scuttle off to the music store to grab Rob a bass. And we didn't know if he was going to join us, but he's here, so we're glad to have him.
Does that feel odd to you, Rob, to be holding an instrument you never held until a few minutes ago?
It's kind of like holding somebody else's baby, you know.
That's great. You've got a brand new record out, Rock Steady. And the song Beautiful, and it's just really, this is kind of a funky direction, what I've heard. Todd, this is pretty cool.
It's a very R&B, Caribbean, soul-influenced album. It's pretty focused for us. We're usually kind of all over the map, but it's a good summer, fun record. Yeah. And you want us to play Beautiful now?
Is that that'd be excellent. Part of the Malibu Rum, Summer State of Mind, so that's going to work real nice. Big Ed Todd and the Monsters again.